Hello there, it's Jenny from JennyHK.com coming to you with the secrets of lifestyle entrepreneurs. And firstly, let me just tell you, I have invested in a new microphone and I haven't 100% got to grips with how the whole thing works. So if I'm blasting out in your ears, I apologize. I'll work it out, I promise you. So today I want to talk to you about the importance of having a mentor and some of the do's and don'ts around having one. This has been triggered by the weekend I've just had, actually, in a hotel in Heathrow. And I had a workshop with my very own mentor, Carrie Wilkerson, from the Barefoot Executive. Now, for any of you that don't know her, a phenomenal lady, a lifestyle entrepreneur herself, incredible. She's got 4 children. She runs 3 businesses, 6-7-figure businesses. And I still haven't quite worked out how she does it, but I am investigating. Now, on the surface, a year's mentoring, at face value doesn't come cheap. But in terms of what a mentor can do for you, if you allow them to do their job, and let's face it, that's pretty important, it kind of outweighs the investment, presuming, or rather providing, that you actually act on the advice that they're giving you. Look around you, you know, ask the question of any kind of successful person in business or life, actually, whether they've had some kind of mentor by their side. You will probably find that they have, and really what they're there for is to guide you, help you, and nurture you, and bring out that potential that absolutely is inside you. So I want to run a few things by you as to when it comes to both finding the right mentor and the qualities that they bring to the table. So step number one, firstly, how do you go about finding the right mentor? Well, lucky for us, this has now become far easier with the emergence of social media, as it makes, you know, potential mentors far more accessible and visible. You can find out a lot about someone through their social media activity, presuming they do that. And let's face it, most people do now. And if you can find someone in your field, in your niche, that has been there, done that, had the success, and actually is worthy of the success that you actually aspire to achieve. Step number two, once you have identified a few possible candidates, and it is worth getting a shortlist, then just spend some time hanging out in their space for a while. Get a feel for the way they work, the way they communicate. And you'll find that you'll intuitively know whether you will connect with them, which is a really important point. You've got to connect. You know, you've got to be able to have that chemistry and be able to know that you can talk to that person openly. Number three, be prepared to pay for it. You know, there's a lot of people out there that just expect something for nothing. And quite honestly, if your mentor is any good, then you have to pay for them. And if you want to get the best out of them, then value their time. Good mentors are mentoring for the right reasons. For example, their desire to help you grow and succeed. But there is no reason, there's absolutely no reason why they should be giving their precious time away for free. And let's face it, if you're not prepared to invest in them, then how can you possibly expect them to invest in you? Step number four, just do what they tell you. You know, they've been there, they've got first-hand experience, and if you have the right mentor, they will already be exceeding in what they're telling you to do. So don't argue about it, don't, you know, for sure question about it, but just give it a go. Do what they're asking of you. Step number five, be prepared to take negative feedback. And that's simply what it is, it's feedback. You know, it's not some personal assault on you. They're doing their job to get the best out of you. And really, if you're relying on your friends and family to do that, you're not going to be getting a level opinion. It's going to be pretty biased. And a mentor will tell you the truth if they're any good. Step number six, be honest and open with them. How can you expect them to read your mind and let them really let them hold you accountable. Because if you're not holding yourself accountable, you can be sure that no one else is around you. Some people just don't have the headspace or time, unless it is their specific role, and that is the role of a mentor. That's what they're there to do. Step number 7, don't overburden your mentor and become dependent and constantly demanding their time. You know, they're not there to achieve your goals for you. Be very clear on the boundaries and don't overstep them. And step number 8, make sure you show your appreciation. You know, they're human, they need to know they're valued, and it'll motivate them to continue giving you the very best they can. And both to you and their other clients. So I hope that is food for thought for you. Loving this microphone. I hope you found this useful. As usual, head over to my blog. I will post the podcast over there. Love to hear your comments at jennyhk.com. And as always, just go have a fabulous week.